Wednesday night or Lechav Gimel Shvat. Bar Halacha and Chavis Olvavus. Mishnah Brura paskins the following halacha in Simon Membeis towards the end of Hilchos Tefillin. The Brura says he's talking about things of Kedusha, you can't use them for things of Chol, sometimes things of a mitzvah, but not necessarily of Kedusha, like the Arba Minim springs to mind, has different dinim and how to use them, and there's different halachas of Hazmona once it's prepared for use of Kedusha. Complicated halachas, but the bottom line is, like the Mishnah Brura is one thing, if you start writing on a piece of paper, even on a blank piece of paper, you start writing Torah, you start writing Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Torah, you're not allowed to write Divrei Chol any longer on that paper. That paper is now not just Muzman. The Mishnah Brura says it's not just Hazmona, it's Maise. It's Maise. You made it into Guf HaKedusha. She said also Maise shel Guf HaKedusha. To v'charkach Divrei Chol. You can't stipulate beforehand that you're not making it kadosh, and okay, that's the Mishnah Brura's halacha. The Dirshu Mishnah Brura brings down about the age, you know, the question of printed svarim, how much kedusha do they have? So he brings down that b'shas otchag, maybe you could be more mekil, and he brings down an interesting letter from the Chofetz Chaim. That if you haven't learned in this forum yet, so you just bought a sefer from a store, that only has a din of hazmona. If it's printed, it doesn't have a din yet of a maisa was done to it, and it's guf kedusha, but it only has a din of hazmona, and therefore we pass it hazmona la vilsehi, and okay. That was maybe a different page. It's different. My father, Olav HaShalom, and I followed in his footsteps, and he told me every household in Europe did it. On the first page of before the Chumash, you write down your children when they were born and their birthdays, and you write down. I have that in my Chumash Brachos at home, my Mikros Gedolos Chumash. So it's all in the beginning, it's like that. And maybe it's made for that if everybody does it. I have my kids, all my grandchildren, and what time they were born. Okay, my father, Allah Shalom, did it, and I followed what he did. Okay, we're learning Chavis Alvodis. So he has an interesting pitui of the Yetzirah. That the Yetzirah is very interesting. Let's assume, nobody will admit it, but let's assume you don't daven Shemoneh Esrei the same if you're home alone and the circumstances are that you're davening as when you're in shul and other people looking at you, watching you. They're not looking at you. They're not watching you. I know they're not. Believe me, they're not. But still, you daven differently in shul than you do at home. So he has an interesting pitui from the Yetzer Hara. He says, what do you... You have to be tzanua, and you have to... You don't want any covet from people, so you have to act like a regular person, and don't daven along Shmona Esrei. Don't show people that you're from, and don't show people that you're a masmid. And only Hashem will know how good you are, but meanwhile he's acting as an otzel, and he's not doing mitzvahs, and he says you don't want to lose your schar because people are watching you, and you want to be a sunua, and don't teach Torah, and don't give musar, and don't be mochiach, because you don't want anybody to see that you're reishamayim, you'll lose all your schar, because people will see you're reishamayim, they'll give you covet. So you don't want to do that, and you have to hang around with lower class of people and joke around with them, because you don't want people, Chas V'Shalom, to think that you're anything special. Maybe it's a slight exaggeration, but it's very telling, and it's very to the point. If you listen to the Yetzer Hara and this is what we're up to in the Chavis Halavos, Shari Yichra Maisa Perakeh, by the way. V'yantishma lo b'zeh. These are very interesting. Nobody would believe this, but he says, "Yishlol mimenu emunoscha v'lo targish." You're going to go downhill, downhill, downhill until you're having flaws in your emuna, which is like bedrock. It's going to affect your emuna ultimately, v'lo targish, and you won't even know because it's chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, and really, that's all. Yishlol mimenu emunoscha v'lo targish. And therefore, this is what you should tell him. V'yimtoshiv olav, because he'll start with, you know, because you can imagine, because he starts with Hasmoda, and then he starts with Kviyasitam LaTorah, and then maybe he talks about Frumkeit, and you don't want to love Frum, you know, the worst thing in the world, well, that's not really true, the worst thing is to be judgmental, but the next to the worst thing is to be Frum, and then he'll start chipping away at maybe Lechatchila B'dievetz, and it's a process. V'yimtoshiv olav v'tomarlo, this is how this is what you should answer him, because in all of the pituim of the Yetzirah that we had in Perikei and Shariyichad HaMaisa, he doesn't just say resist the Yetzirah. I speak it out almost every night, but it's worthwhile to say over again. He doesn't just say resist the Yetzirah. You know, Yetzirah, Aveira, Mitzvah. He tells you, he exposes the strategy of the Yetzirah, and he tells you like what to answer him, Kielu. In other words, obviously you're just thinking this to yourself. You're not talking to anybody. But so he says it like this: Kvarazarta lo'ovai bihilochem chabi. You're on the Eitz. I know whose side you're on. You're not on my side. You're on the Eitzara side. You are the Eitzara. V'hischakem chali, and you're trying to outsmart me. Laharos kochi. Ulamahir mapalti, to make me fall. And you want me to go from the frying pan into the fire. Like you're trying to be mafata me that I should be chayshish for kavod, and meanwhile you're telling me not to serve Hashem properly. The oich evrach min ha'esh ha'ketano el ha'esh ha'gedola. V'ani lo barachti me'avos Hashem for ha'kavod el ha'shalo lehizdayen livnei odom. You want me to... Why am I running away? Why would I run away from Pearson and from Kavod? It's because you want me to be like people. You don't want me to have any special Kavod from people. You want me to be one of just a regular guy. But you want me to be Michael finding favor in the eyes of Hashem in order to be like a regular guy to people, but meanwhile you want me to be like a regular guy to Hashem, and you want me to be Menich my Avodas Elokim. That doesn't make any sense. You want me to be a regular guy to people, but what about Hashem? He also cares about me. The very, very major Yesod. Since I won't be here tonight, I'll be by Chasana, so I'll say it now. Achmasheroi, this is very important. So what do you do? Because we do know you're supposed to do things with sneers. And so many times in the Sefer Chagigal Vavos, he says, do things with sneers. So he says, he gives now the formula. Achmasheroi lahastiroi mimasai, you know what I should hide from people? Whom koma sheyishlam v'yigomer meblidas b'nei adam bo. If I am sure that I can do it b'shleimus, the mitzvah, from beginning to end, without people knowing about it, that's preferable. But l'sbalel b'tzibur, I want to daven b'tzibur. V'l'tzavos b'tov, and to teach people Torah. V'l'hazir min ara, v'l'mor ha'chokmos, v'asos chesed, v'dom l'zeh, ein zeh min hazrizus, l'haniach oso, to leave it off, l'ozo, Bavur ila sachonef, because I'm afraid, like I'll get covered from it. You should only run away from covered, he says, if you're sure that you will do the mitzvah b'shleimus b'tzina. Then run away and try to do it b'tzina. And Adrav, this is many times throughout the Sefer, there's no greater act than the act that's done anonymously. So here he's saying that you shouldn't fall into the pituyim of the Yetzirah. That's only true if you're reasonably certain, I guess, that you will do it. So if you know for sure you'll learn for 2 hours at home, you say, okay, there's other cheshbainas too, maybe you should be like a role model to others. Okay, so it gets complicated, it's true, but stalka. If you know you'll give as much stalka, so give it. Okay, everything you have to take that into cheshbain. And the Chagigal Vavos doesn't. When he talks about doing things with sinner, he seems to be oblivious to the idea of being a role model and people learning from you. So I don't know, you know, that's a cheshbon. But Akoponim, this you saw, the idea of the value, the supreme value of tzina that he talks about throughout the Sefer, is only once you're sure that you will do the mitzvah b'shleimus. And then, yeah. achani chayiv asos l'shem shemayim, my first responsibility is to do the mitzvah properly. Vim yishabchuni bnei odom olav, o yichabduni ba'avuro, lo yazik b'schori ma'uma. It won't, maybe unless you get personal pleasure out of it, I guess. But it won't hurt me, my schar, that wasn't my intention to get covered. So if I do the mitzvah in a way that gets me covered from people, but I have to do it that way because that's the way to do it b'shleimus. Don't be moichel b'shleimus because you're running away from covered. That's what Chazal is saying. And you'll get covered. So he gives you a promise. He's saying it won't be mazik yoschar if that wasn't your intention when you were doing the mitzvah. You didn't do it for that purpose. Okay. What? I'm going to go from Yerushalayim.